Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, let's start with some good news. Russia, Saudi Arabia, United States, and other oil-producing countries agreed to cut production by 10%, about 11 million barrels. And that should give us a modest lift in fuel prices, which should help the price of ethanol and corn. My judgment, don't expect a big boost until we start driving our cars and flying our planes. The Congress has authorized $16 billion in farm aid. And President Trump said he is lighting a fire under USDA to get payments out. We're going to be working with small farms, big farms, cattlemen, all the producers, end of quote. Well, that's the end of the good news. Now, one of our nation's priorities is to keep the food flowing. But because of the coronavirus, we're facing some serious disruptions. Just last Sunday, Smithfield Foods closed down its pork-producing plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The plant is no small thing. They employ 3,700 workers, processing 130 million food servings per week. They buy pigs from 550 independent farms. So why did they close? They have 300 employees with coronavirus. Producers that can send their hogs to Sioux Falls will have to go someplace else now. But other processing plants already have too many pigs. I know because on my farm in Illinois, it's getting more difficult to find a timely market. Prices for market pigs have crashed 30% in the last few weeks. Beef cattle prices took a big dive also. An important beef processing plant in Colorado just closed yesterday, and the chicken business is facing some of the same problems. We can't keep the food supply chain moving unless we're able to address the labor supply, and that means deal with the virus. I don't even mention the thousands of gallons of milk that are being dumped, schools and restaurants closed. I just hope that we're getting close to the point where we can go back to work. In the European Union, Spain, Italy, Austria, and Denmark are preparing to start. We took for granted a normal economy that worked, and I'm afraid it won't be normal anytime soon. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.